Who is your favorite Bible character? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. My mom is a nurse manager at our local hospital, and during COVID, she got a poster for her office. It's a picture of a nurse with the phrase, "Perhaps this was the moment for which you were made," which is from the story of Esther. She's had nurses come in her office and want a copy of the poster, and to me, this poster illustrates one of the most beautiful parts of being a Christian, which is knowing that we have purpose, that God created us specifically for the time and place we are in. When I noticed we were reading Esther, this just was on my heart. So without further ado, let's dive into today's Devo. It's called The Book of Esther, God is Working by Naomi Zylstra. The Book of Esther takes place during the time the Israelites were exiled in Persia. It follows a group of Israelite people living away from their homeland. Not only are they far away from their home, this group of captives is living in the capital city of the Persian Empire, Susa. This book of the Bible is unique from the rest of the Bible because God is not mentioned in the whole book. But since the Bible is God's story, shouldn't he be mentioned at least once? The book of Esther does not mention God by name, but the whole point of the book is to show the reader how God works in his people's lives. The story of Esther is full of God's handiwork and plans. From Esther being chosen to become the new queen and gaining the king's favor so that he eventually spares her people, to the way the wicked Haman's plan to destroy the Jews all unravels and Haman himself ends up being put to death. Mordecai, Esther's uncle who Haman wanted to kill, is even elevated to take Haman's place as the king's second in command. To anyone who picks up the book of Esther for light reading, it might look like her story contains coincidence after coincidence. But to those who know what God's providence and sovereignty look like, it's clear who's in control of the narrative all along. While the Israelites are living in exile in a foreign land under a foreign king, it may seem like God is far off and has forgotten his people and his promises. But the opposite is true. Even when God feels far away, to us or to the Israelites, he is actively working in our lives to save us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Can you think of a time God felt like he was far away? What was that like? Looking back, are there ways you can now see God's handiwork where you might have not expected it? God saved his people from genocide through Esther. She was willing to lay down her life for others, risking everything to ask the king to spare her people. This story offers us a glimpse into God's ultimate plan to save us from sin and death through Jesus. He was willing to lay down his life for us. Jesus died on the cross and then he rose again. And now he promises to be with us no matter what. Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus and ask him to help you see how he is actively working in your life and how he might be inviting you to be part of that work. Zoo and I can read in Romans 8:28, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Esther chapter 4, as well as Romans 8:28 through 39, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Is there a story in the Bible that just speaks to you? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about the everyday things with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. And we all know that God works. Oh, that's